It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Linnell went to the supermarket yesterday. I got to go to one tonight.
I did go to the supermarket.
In addition to going to the gym.
And I rushed and didn't bring any lunch.
It's okay. It's all right. You were telling me that you were going to, you know, bring something healthy and substantial. And,
substantive
or whatever.
Little Campbell's
you were
chunky.
Telling me. All right. But you did a good job. Instead of going out to eat every meal like you normally do, you went to the grocery store.
Not every meal. I normally do a once a day bit. Mm-hmm. Chipotle's bowls are so big and filling that if I eat a Chipotle bowl, mm-hmm. if I can hold off eating till about 7 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
eat a Chipotle bowl, I'm good.
7 o'clock at night?
That's what I'm going to do today. I haven't eaten. I'm probably not going to eat today till after overtime.
Well, that's kind of crazy. That's probably not the best thing for you.
If you notice, it's helped me. I'm dropping weight. I fast.
Okay. There you go. All right. The Capitals last night with a 4-2 win over the Vegas Golden Knights. It's not the Las Vegas Golden Knights. It's the Vegas Golden Knights, who won the Stanley Cup 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. The Capitals with their first win of the year. The Vegas Golden Knights with their first loss of the year. They were 3-0-0 coming into the game. I watched a lot of the game. I'm sure many of you did as well, hopefully. Hopefully you guys care about something other than what we have to talk about all the time. You know, like other sports and other teams. The Capitals got a bunch of goal scoring from different places than you would normally not expect. Tom Wilson had another one. Jacob Chychrun had his first goal, the new defensive import from Ottawa. The Capitals were very, very, very good. They scored 3 goals by digging pucks out of the corner area, not against the boards necessarily, but in the corner of the ice area in the attack zone, in the offensive zone. I noticed that jumped out to me. Jacob Vrana's first goal, which was dug out of the corner. I forget who had that pass. When he scored the game's first goal in his first game back with the Capitals was awesome. Ovechkin with the 2 assists on the night, 699 and 700. One of them was, again, dug out in the corner. That was to... Oh, boy. I forget whose goal that was. There were so many different things going on at the time. Chychrun was a little feed from Nick Dowd. Anyway, the Capitals, 4 goals. They hung on. Good defense in the third period. Again, they passed the puck well. They passed the puck out of the corner. Jake the Snake is back. His first game, regular season, game back with the Capitals since 2021. Of course, he was a member of the 2018-2019 Stanley Cup champions. He scored goal 1. In Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final, racing up the left wing against the Vegas Golden Knights. Last night, not a similar goal, but still very nice to see him get on the scoreboard early. And the Caps win 4-2. Let me give you something on Alex Ovechkin. He was the 6th player in NHL history with 700-plus goals and 700 assists. He now has 3 assists through 2 games. You know, he hasn't scored a goal yet. So that's, of course, what everybody's kind of waiting for. But alas, he does have a goal and 3 assists in his last 3 games against the Dallas Stars, who come in to Capital One Arena tomorrow night. Again, the game tomorrow night right here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, Caps Radio 24-7, 7 o'clock, 6:45 pregame before the Caps go on the road for a couple of games at New Jersey at Philadelphia. So here's the question.
Yeah.
If Alex Ovechkin doesn't break the record this year for whatever reason, right? And say he just has a good year, but not maybe a mind-blowing year, and he doesn't set the record, but the Capitals are better as a team. What's more important? Like, to the casual fan, what's more important?
I'll be honest. I would say the record. Because, yeah, this team, they spent more money this offseason. They were active in the trade market. But, like, still, this team is, at best, the middle-of-the-pack team in the Eastern Conference. Like, I don't think anyone's going to go Stanley Cup run. But you never know. You can get hot. I mean, it's about playing your best hockey at the right time. But I think the record... not only does the record significant for us here locally, he's already to me the greatest athlete in DC sports history. But I think if he gets the record, I mean, you can start having realistic conversations about him being the best ever.
Well, here's the thing. When I saw the chart last night that they put up, Capitals PR put up, you know, Ovechkin, again, sixth player in NHL history, 700 plus goals and 700 assists. When you look at, okay, 853 on the goals. Wayne Gretzky is at 894. Certainly, I think it's going to be broken unless Alex suffers a catastrophic injury or whatever. It's just a matter of whether it's this year or early next year. And my guess is it'll be this year, but I don't know that. But the most amazing thing is, right, he joins this kind of sort of exclusive fraternity of 700 goals, 700 assists, which tells you kind of the all-around offensive player that you are. But Alex, while he might climb over Gretzky at 894, it's amazing. Wayne Gretzky has 1,963 assists.
Damn.
I mean, Alex just got to 700. Gordie Howe had 1,049. Jaromir Jagr, who played here for a little bit of time, controversial tenure, had 1,155 assists. Marcel Dion had 1,040 assists. Alex Ovechkin just got to 7. It's not his main thing. I'm not trying to besmirch him by any means. I'm just trying to show, like, the difference between how great Alex Ovechkin is, right? And again, he might be the greatest goal scorer by the end of this year, all time in the NHL. Maybe it's early next year, whatever. And yet how far away he is from Wayne Gretzky in terms of the overall offensive. The game was different back then. I got it. I used to watch a lot of those games. Western Conference NHL hockey was like 8-6 all the time. The pads were smaller. The goaltenders were smaller. So on and so forth. I'm just saying, like, he is 1,263 assists behind Wayne Gretzky.
It's just crazy. To think the number is that high.
Yeah. Just nuts. Anyway, the Capitals and the Dallas Stars tomorrow night right here on the Team 980, 6:45 for your coverage there with John Walton, Ken Sabrin, and crew there. So looking forward to that. Good job out of the Caps last night with the big win. And I'll tell you what, man, I know you're not a big baseball guy. You try hard. The Yankees pulled away. Bad defense by the Guardians last night. I thought the Guardians were right back in that game, 3-2. Then Aaron Judge that hit the big home run. And the Yankees pull away and win. They're up 2-0. Maybe it'll be a different series going back to Cleveland. We'll see. The Mets and the Dodgers up 1-1. Set at 1-1 tonight, game 3 at Citi Field, which will be electric atmosphere. I'm starting to think... I don't know where Juan Soto is going to go as a free agent, and here's why. I was thinking it was going to be the Mets because they have a billionaire owner who can afford anything and
spend money.
All that. Maybe the Yankees. The Dodgers, I don't think they're going to be involved because of the big commitments they already have on their roster, most specifically Shohei Ohtani, even though Shohei structured his deal in a certain way. The Phillies have a lot of big I don't know where Juan Soto is going to wind up. Because the Mets, if you think about it, right? If you think about it, they're already paying $300-plus million to Francisco Lindor. Unless they're going to walk away from Pete Alonso, which is possible, in lieu of signing Juan Soto. But even then, Steve Cohen can afford it, and this postseason run is obviously going to add to his coffers. But what people don't remember, and forget about is that the luxury tax implications are not only financial, but they're prohibitive from a competitive balance standpoint, i.e. they take away draft picks from you. They take away draft picks from you, which is the lifeblood of your organization. Maybe not today, but in a couple of years, when every team tumbles and every team has to rebuild, by taking away... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Draft picks? And by the money you've got to pay if you go over the luxury, and I'm not trying to like crunch all sorts of crazy numbers here. What I'm pointing at is I don't know where Juan Soto is going to get his $600 million from. I just don't know.
Every time I like read up on this, like obviously the Nats get mentioned because of the ties and then the Giants, but like I keep seeing like Red Sox. Phillies have been thrown out there quite a bit.
I don't think the Phillies can.
Do they have the money?
Because, again, of the commitments that they already have. Unless they're trading somebody else.
Do signing trades happen in baseball?
Signing trades don't happen. But, I mean, they could trade the contract. Yeah. And it's very complicated. It's very hard to explain on the radio. The Nationals actually are a team because they don't have any big contracts now that Patrick Corbin is off the books. The Nationals are a team that can absolutely do it if they wanted to.
Chris, I think it would be irresponsible, though, for the Nats to invest more money into their bats because they don't got need starting pitching.
Like, they need starting pitching.
They need
one. There's no doubt.
Maybe Mackenzie Gore is your three.
Here's the other thing. You have Dylan Cruz and James Wood, right? Eventually, you're going to have to pay them if they're as good as people think they are. And if you sign Juan Soto to a 12-year, $600 million deal, which is $50 million a year, and he might want more. Yeah. I don't know how you get that number one or 1A pitcher, maybe a Corbin Burns type, and sign Juan Soto and eventually find a way to get James Wood and Dylan Cruz under long-term deals, even though right now the biggest contract outlay you have right now is Keibert Ruiz. Yeah. C.J. Abrams may have worked himself out of a long-term contract. We'll see what happens with that, but that part I don't know.
Is Trevor Williams under contract next year?
No.
No, so he's a free agent?
Yeah, I think so. I have to double-check that, but I'm pretty sure he signed a two-year deal 2 years ago, and he is now up. Because he would have been probably traded. Yeah.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.